What's up, Anchor? It's Kaylee Chella. You already know, checking in with your morning news rundown. It's Washington's newest bromance, Yeezus and the Donald. President Trump is tweeting his thanks Wednesday to rap superstar Kanye West for his recent online support. Trump wrote, quote, "Thank you, Kanye. Very cool," in response to the tweets from Kanye, who called the president, quote-unquote, "my brother." West tweeted a number of times Wednesday expressing his admiration for Trump, saying they share, quote-unquote, "dragon energy." The rap star also posted a photo of himself wearing a Make America Great Again hat. But in one tweet, he noted that his wife, reality star Kim Kardashian West, wanted to make clear that he did not agree with everything Trump does. Kanye West visited the president-elect at Trump Tower during the presidential transition. Hank Azaria is ready to stop voicing Quickie Mart owner Apu on The Simpsons in the wake of criticism that it's a stereotype. Azaria said on Tuesday's The Late Show with Stephen Colbert that he hopes the Fox animated show will make a change and that he's willing to step aside if necessary. Azaria said, quote, "I'm perfectly willing and happy to step aside or help transition it into something new. I really hope that's what The Simpsons does." Adding, quote, "I just feel like it's the right thing to do." People of South Asian heritage have criticized the heavily accented Apu for reinforcing stereotypes they say lead to bullying and self-loathing. Azaria said it makes him sad if anyone was bullied because of Apu. He said he, quote, "wanted to spread laughter and joy with this character." The Supreme Court seemed poised Wednesday to uphold President Trump's ban on travel to the U.S. by visitors from several Muslim-majority countries, giving the president a major victory on a signature and controversial policy. In the court's first full-blown consideration of a Trump order, the conservative justices who make up the court's majority seemed unwilling to hem in a president who has invoked national security to justify restrictions on who can or cannot step on U.S. soil. The justices in December allowed the ban to take full effect, even as the legal fight over it continued. But Wednesday was the first time they took it up in open court. Trump's tough stance on immigration was a centerpiece of his presidential campaign, and he rolled out the first version of the ban just a week after taking office, sparking chaos and protests at a number of airports. The ban's challengers almost certainly needed either Chief Justice John Roberts or Justice Anthony Kennedy on their side if the court is to strike down the policy that its opponents have labeled a Muslim ban. But neither appeared receptive to arguments made by lawyer Neil Katyal, representing the ban's opponents, that Trump's rule stems from his campaign pledge to keep Muslims out of the country and is unlike immigration orders issued by any other president. The justices are looking at the third version of a policy that Trump brought out shortly after taking office. That brought immediate turmoil as travelers were stopped at airports and some were detained for hours. The first version was blocked by courts and withdrawn. Its replacement was allowed to take partial effect but expired in September. The current version is indefinite and now applies to travelers from five countries with overwhelmingly Muslim populations. Those countries are Iran, Libya, Somalia, Syria, and Yemen. It also affects two non-Muslim countries, blocking travelers from North Korea and some Venezuelan government officials and their families. A sixth Muslim-majority country, Chad, was removed from the list this month after improving its identity management and information-sharing practices, according to a proclamation by Trump. Signing off for the Anchor News Rundown, this is Kaylee Chella reporting.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.